So I'm a political scientist at my day job, which in the Trump era feels, to quote Charles Dickens, the best of times, the worst of times. So Trump, as you may have heard, withdrew us from the Iran deal. Leave it to a Republican to rely on withdrawal as a solution. I mean, it's like, I know the Iran deal was imperfect, but couldn't we, like, patch it up with, like, a little latex? Nope, we're just going to pull out. But it's getting scary, you know? The Trump administration is getting worse faster than we can lower our standards. A lot of people like to blame Republicans. I'm good with that. But I also like to blame the band REM because they misled us to believe that the end of the world would be fine. I don't feel fine. But not Obama is totally just a coherent policy that's not going to result in any of us getting killed. It feels right now that if the Democrats took a really strong stand against, like, oh, I don't know, yanking out on one's own teeth with rusty pliers, Republicans would fucking bolt to their garages, whip out their pliers, and start yanking. Jesus fucking Christ, doesn't that hurt? Yeah, but we're really owning the libs. That feels like the equivalent of our foreign policy right now, doesn't it? But these days, I can't always tell if I'm reading the news or just Trump administration Mad Libs. We're at the point where even Shonda Rhimes would go, okay, hold on, this is just an implausible amount of scandal from one presidential circle. I mean, the porn star payoff plotline, that was fun, but also taking all of this money from Russian oligarchs and the Kanye West endorsement and the nuclear threats, I mean, this just feels like too much scandal. And I'm kind of imagining Donald Trump talking with Rudy Giuliani after his recent media circuit, like, okay, you proved it, you can say more words than noun, verb, and 9/11, but did you have to use those words? Couldn't you have just said Donald Trump is not a crook? They would totally believe it, it would be unimpeachable. Mr. President, I don't think that word means what you think it means. It was announced recently that we're seeing the rebooting of the Oliver North character. He's going to be the new president of the NRA. Admittedly, when he took the job, he thought it was the Nicaraguan Rifle Association. But amid all these ongoing scandals with respect to Trump's conflicts of interest and Russia ties, Trump did definitively say on Twitter that there is no O. But it's possible that he was just reiterating what Melania said to him last time they were in the bedroom. But in Melania's recent Be Best discussion, she accidentally endorsed opioid abuse. Now we know the secret to surviving a Trump presidency, surviving being married to Donald Trump. Admittedly, we did know she wasn't taking uppers, not that I'm endorsing any drug abuse. But amid the Me Too movement, we have recently seen yet another prominent man going down. We do know that this is not DJ Khaled. Now New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is out. Seems like right now we just need to have a total and complete shutdown on men in political office until we can figure out what the hell is going on. Roy Moore, the pedophile who lost his Senate bid in Alabama, is now thinking about running for governor of Alabama. But it's fair, it's to be expected. His problem was always that he couldn't take no for an answer. It had been announced a couple months ago that Don Jr. and his wife were separating, and a dating website had reached out to Don Jr. and they've informed him that there's a world of women out there for him to leave sexually disappointed. But apparently he won't need their dating services because they just informed us that he is dating someone on Fox News. So now it is official. Fox is both seriously and literally in bed with the Trump family. And we're ending on it.
Thank you.